Now, my kids call this the creek because the water flows in it all the time. And they call the one on the side of the house that's only full when it rains the gully. But I would be willing to call that a gully.
And a small rise in land would be called a
hill.
Any other name?
I've heard them called hummocks if they're very small.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Would you ever use the word knob about land?
No, but there are places where things are called somebody's knob or something knob. And I would call it that because I would consider it a proper name.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, oh, there's a knob. I would say, oh, there's a hill.
What's something a whole lot bigger than a hill?
A mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
A cliff.
And talking about several of those, would be several.
Cliffs.
And a place up in the mountain where the road goes across in a low place. I don't mean a valley, I mean just a low place.
A pass.
Hmm?
A pass, mountain pass.
And gunfighters on television, for every man that they kill, they cut a little
notch in their gun.
Do you ever use the word notch to mean a pass?
No, I think that of that as being more eastern. You'd have notches in the Smoky Mountains, say. And you'd have gaps some places.
Uh-huh.
There are places called things like Buffalo Gap and something gap. But a gap is not quite the same thing as a mountain pass because it's really a very, very low pass. A mountain pass can just be a lower area between two peaks but still way high up in the mountains. And a gap is more like two mountains coming out of the plain and the space between them is the gap.
You mentioned the creek. What else is there?
Well, there are creeks and streams. Streams have to have running water, usually clear.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers are bigger. Bayous are slow-flowing, flatland rivers that are smaller than a real river and bigger than a gully or a creek.
What's the difference between a creek and a stream in size?
None to me. You might have a very small one of either, or you might have one 10 or 15 feet wide, but anything much bigger than that gets into probably another category, like a, well, I've seen some creeks that are big, but if it gets much over wading across, it's a river to me.
What are the names of some of the creeks and rivers and things around here?
Most of them are bayous. We have Sims Bayou, Braes Bayou, Buffalo Bayou, White Oak Bayou. Most of the main rivers around here, the Brazos River runs south of here, the Trinity River runs north of here, and they are real big rivers. Then there are little things like little gullies mostly.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly called gullies.
What is there with the salt water? I mean,
a bay?
Okay, what's a bay exactly?
A bay is an indentation in the coastline that is usually kind of semicircular or has two points of land that come out and make more or less a gateway. It's wider behind the opening than it is at the opening.
Anything else like that?
Let's see. No, we have Galveston Bay. There's a name for the bay that we always call the bay. When you say we're going to the bay, my sister lives at the bay. I don't know what bay it is. There's a Trinity Bay, but I don't think that's the one. I think that's the one south. That's what we call it. We call it a bay. Or if it's small, you call it an inlet.
Mm-hmm. An inlet?
An inlet.
Uh-huh.
And I would pronounce both syllables about the same. It's not an inlet and it's not an inlet, it's an inlet.
That's just smaller than the bay?
Yeah.
What's the real big thing out here?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. And if you had a stream that was flowing along and it dropped off and went on over.
You have a waterfall.
And a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded.
A dock, pier.
What's the difference?
A dock is alongside the land and a pier sticks out into it.
What about a port?
A port is a big thing with lots of docks or lots of piers where you would unload. A port has to have a whole bunch of them and be a commercial operation. You could have a boat dock just for your own private rowboat or sailboat in front of your house. Or you could have a fishing pier that usually a group of families in a neighborhood would get together and put in.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be mainly just to get out in the water and stay dry while you fished in deeper water. But you would tie up boats to it.
Uh-huh. So the port, you think of that as the ocean going?
Yes, I do. Because we don't have any freshwater ports. The ship channel is freshwater, but
mm-hmm.
we don't have any connecting waterways that don't go through salt water somewhere.
What do you call it when the some areas the water won't be exactly fresh water?
Brackish water.
Okay.
You get that in marshes.